All right. Next item on the agenda will be item 9, PR 2025-001, excuse me, 011365, DHO waiver application number 2025-00031. Consensus Planning, Santos Martinez, agent for Barbara Baxter Meyer, request the aforementioned action for all or a portion of lots or tracks 249A3, 249A4, 249A5, and 3, MRGC map 31, Baxter and Mel subdivision, property zoned RA and located at 1610 Beita Lane Northwest, contains approximately 1.1208 acres in area. Mr. Martinez, there you are. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Let me swear you in, then if you'll give us your name and mailing address for the record, I'll give you an opportunity to explain the proposal, okay?
Thank you.
Sir, do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide in this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you so much. Name and address, please.
Santos Martinez, 302 8th Street, Northwest, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87102.
Thank you, sir. Tell us about your proposal.
If I could share my screen. Go.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. You should be a co-host. I don't see anybody
Perfect.
Who's not, who's in this, who's in the meeting.
Perfect. Mr. Williams, this request is at 1610 Baita Lane, waiver to the required sidewalk and landscape buffer standards. We have a plat that's been in review and have now come across this comment that needs to be addressed. This is the overall subdivision that was annexed in the city of Albuquerque in 1949. And this is the site highlighted in yellow. You'll notice that most of the properties were developed, about 70% of all the properties were developed prior to 1959 when the city of Albuquerque adopted its first zoning regulations. Baita Lane with this subdivision is a 25-foot roadway access easement. It's a private street, and it's only 25 feet wide. And what's also interesting about this subdivision is that easement seems to be platted within the properties along the north side of Baita Lane. That's actually calculated into their overall lot size. This is a request that we have to create two lots. This application actually received a variance from the contextual design standards for subdivisions back in October from the city of Albuquerque at the zoning hearing office examiner to create these two lots. And what we're asking for is a waiver from this required development standard. And it's highlighted in red where we've got a sidewalk. In this instance, it would be 5 feet wide and a landscape buffer as well. Again, we only have 25 feet of a private roadway easement. And then we've got some photos to show you this subdivision and the adjacent subdivision as well to show that there is no existing network of sidewalks, and that this request, I think, would go contrary to the character of the neighborhood as one standard. And this is 1610 Baita Lane. You'll see that's their garage there in the foreground. But there's no sidewalks to the properties adjacent to it. This is the portion of the property where we like to plat as a separate lot. You'll also notice there's no sidewalks here at all. This is the far west end of Baita Lane, and you'll notice facing east, there are no sidewalks in this subdivision today. And it goes towards the rural character. I think the North Valley Sector Plan talks about for these neighborhoods. They like to maintain and actually discourage the development of sidewalks. And this is on the east end of Baita Lane looking west. You'll see that there's no network of sidewalks existing. I want to take you to Guadalupe Trail, which is what ties into Baita Lane. And you'll notice again, this subdivision has no existing network of sidewalks. That's facing north of Baita Lane. This is facing south from Baita Lane from that intersection. And then just an overview from the intersection itself. You'll see the posted speed of 25 miles an hour if you can. But again, there's no existing network. I think to have a request to put a sidewalk that's only going to run 230 feet within the middle of an existing subdivision that doesn't connect to anything, That really runs contrary to the public interest. This request is not going to be contrary to the health, welfare of the city of Albuquerque or the residents on Bayita Lane. As again, this subdivision, because it was really developed prior to the zoning regulations and standards, it's really hard, I think, to put today's standards into into these older subdivisions like this. This does not hinder any of the future planning and development of right of way or needed public infrastructure improvements if needed on Bayita Lane. Again, North Valley Sector Plan calls to kind of maintain this character of this rural feel. Bayita Lane, it's the amount of homes served on that street is relatively low because it's only zoned for single family uses. It's a very low density type of applicable zoning, so we're not seeing high traffic on a commercial zoning district or things of that nature. So this waiver request is not detrimental to the development of that street. This request is in conjunction with the idea to just build one more house on the street, and we don't see how that's contrary for this type of development. And we don't see that it's inconsistent with all the other provisions of the code in conjunction to platting this process. And just again, to finally, there's no existing network that we would be tying into, and we feel it's appropriate for this waiver to be considered favorably at this time. Stand for any questions you may have, Mr. Williams.
Thank you, Ms. Martinez. Appreciate that. Let me at this point ask for any members of the public that wish to provide comment on agenda item number 9, PR 2025-00, excuse me, 011365. That's PR 2025-011365. Not seeing any members of the public or anyone indicating they wish to participate. Last call. All right, let's move on to our reviewing agencies. Mr. Gutierrez, let's start with Water Authority. Sir, do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide in this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. What is Water Authority saying?
Yeah, Water Authority has no objections or comments on this one. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Code enforcement will be next. Mr. Ibarra, let me swear you in. You swear or affirm the testimony you provide in this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you so much. Go ahead, please.
Commercial about reading off the comments that the code enforcement provided. There should be a note added to the proposed plat regarding the approved variance to the size as it affects the approved the approval of this action as per IDO 6602F, where it states any variances granted that are associated with the plan or other approvals shall be noted on the approved site plan or other approvals. Code enforcement has no further comments and no objections to this proposed replat. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Ibarra. I appreciate that. Mr. Martinez, any questions about the request for a note on the plat?
No, that seems pretty standard.
Okay.
That we don't have any objections to that.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Rodenbeck, let's do parks and recs comments, please. Sir, do you swear affirm the testimony provided in this matter will be the truth?
Thank
Thank you so much. Go ahead, please.
you, Mr. Hirnosser. This is Jay Rodenbeck speaking on behalf of Parks and Recreation. They have no objection to the requested waiver.
All right. Mr. Chen, let's do hydrology next. Thank you, sir. Do you swear affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you. What are hydrology comments, please?
Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Armijo, let's do transportation next. Do you swear affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, Ernest.
Okay. The justification adequately covers all 10 criteria of the IDO. Though I do want to point out that one argument made that the sidewalk and buffer would narrow the roadway is not true, as the sidewalk and buffer, if it were enforced, would have been carved out of the property's frontage, not the roadway. And I only mention this because I see a lot of waivers come in and people get very creative in justifying. And I just want to make sure that the justifications that we're approving the waiver on are things that we can stand behind. But that being said, we have no objection.
Thank you, Mr. Armijo. Let's see, who will be doing planning comments for us?
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jacob.
Mr. Boylan, thank you so much. Let me swear you in real quick. Do you swear or affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you so much. Go ahead, please.
Generally, planning defers to transportation on the DHO waiver and has no objection. And then just wanted to note that per 66P2D of the IDO, any waivers granted that are associated with the subdivision shall be placed on the final plat and on a separately recorded document. And that is all from planning.
Thank you. Mr. Martinez, back to you for any questions or closing remarks.
No, this seems pretty standard on items that we would have to place on the plat, and we'll make sure that that's placed accordingly.
All right. Very good. Thank you so much. All right. Anybody else? Sorry, I didn't mean to jump the gun, but anybody else from a reviewing agency want or need to provide comment? Okay. Mr. Martinez, thank you. I'm going to close the floor on this matter. I'm going to approve the requested waiver because it meets the requirements of the IDO, specifically the criterion that's listed in section 66P3A1 of the IDO, which includes sufficient evidential support provided in the application, within the presentation, and within the record. Specifically, I'm convinced that item 1C, as indicated by Mr. Martinez, has been met, that the established neighborhood character on the site would be damaged to a degree that outweighs the normal technical standards in this particular location. Additionally, the request complies with all of the criteria listed in section 66P3A2 through 10 of the IDO, also with sufficient evidential support provided in the application, the presentation, and the record. Specifically, number two, the waiver will not be materially contrary to the public safety, health, or welfare. Number three, the waiver does not cause significant material adverse impacts on surrounding properties. Number four, the waiver will not hinder future planning, public right-of-way acquisition, or the financing or building of public infrastructure requirement improvements. Five, the waiver will not conflict significantly with the goals and provisions of the city, the county, or a MAFCA-adopted plans or policies, the IDO, or any other city code or ordinance. Number six, the waiver will not allow, encourage, or make possible undesired development in the 100-year floodplain. Number seven, the waiver will not materially undermine the intent and purpose of the IDO, the applicable zone district, or any applicable overlay zone, as described by Mr. Martinez. Number eight, the waiver does not allow a lot or type of development that does not meet the applicable development standards for the zone district where the lot is located, unless the deviation to such standards is within the thresholds established by subsection 1416.664P deviations and is granted by the DHO as a part of the approval. Also, meeting criterion number nine, the waiver approved is the minimum necessary to provide redress without being inconsistent with the provisions of the IDO. And number 10, the request is for a waiver to IDO sidewalk requirements. Consequently, the areas of low intensity land use to an extent that the normal installation of sidewalks will not contribute to the public welfare, and the absence of a sidewalk will not create a gap in existing sidewalks, an existing sidewalk system extended to one or more sides of the subject property. Mr. Martinez, thank you. Appreciate your testimony, your presentation, your participation, and we'll have something in writing going out shortly.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good to see you. All right. Next item would be item 10, but that matter has been previously deferred to the December 17th DHO hearing. So that will conclude, unless there are comments or questions, that will conclude the December 3rd, 2025 DHO meeting. The time is 10:53 a.m. Thank you, everybody.